Chapter 32. It was 3:12 in the morning when Jesse pulled up in front of the Crown Estate on Paradise Neck. There was already a small generator in place and a couple of spotlights hooked to it. Two Paradise cruisers were there, and the Paradise Fire Rescue Vehicle. Suit stood with Molly in the driveway. Peter Perkins squatted on his heels, taking pictures of a corpse. Jesse got out of the car. "Mrs. Franklin," Molly said as Jesse walked toward them. "Amba's mother." Jesse nodded. He walked to the body and stood looking down. A lot of blood glistened darkly on the smooth green lawn beneath her head. Perkins looked up when Jesse arrived and rested his camera on his thigh. "Shot in the back of the head," he said from his crouched position. "Can't tell how many times. Small caliber, I think. No exit wounds." "State ME been notified?" "Yeah, on the way." "Any idea how long?" Jesse said. "That's the ME's line of work. Blood's dry. Body's kind of stiff." Jesse nodded. "Who found the body?" he said. "Suit," Peter Perkins said. Jesse turned and stared at Simpson, standing with Molly. "Murder weapon?" Jesse said. "Haven't searched yet," Perkins said. "It's not under the body." Jesse nodded and walked over to Suit and Molly. "How'd you find the body?" Jesse said.
"I was just cruising by, and I saw this form. So I stopped, investigated, and there she was."
"Cruising by at, what, 2:30 or so in the morning?" Jesse said. "You weren't on patrol tonight."
"Not tonight, no," Suit said. "I do that sometimes, though. Just get up in the night and ride around, you know, see what I can see."
"Just sort of poking into things," Molly said.
Suit blushed a little. Jesse glanced at Molly. She seemed serene. "Ever vigilant," Jesse said. Neither Suit nor Molly said anything.
"Who was supposed to be sitting on Mrs. Franklin, Mal?" Jesse said.
"Buddy."
"He arrived yet?" Molly pointed at the roadway behind Jesse's car.
"Right now," she said.
"Okay, why don't you see if you can find a clue or something?" They both nodded. And as Jesse walked toward Buddy Hall's cruiser, parked behind Jesse's car, they both took out flashlights and began to walk the lawn, carefully. "What happened?" Jesse said to Buddy Hall.
"She must have snuck out the back," Buddy said. "I'm parked right outside her house all night, until I hear the radio call about a body on Paradise Neck. So I call in, and Bobby Martin's working the desk, and he tells me Molly called it into him, and that it's the Franklin brought. And I said, 'Jesus, she hasn't left the house.' And I call Moll on her cell phone, and she says, 'Yes, it is Franklin, and she's been shot, and I better get over there.' So here I am."
"You check her house?" Jesse said.
"No, I come straight here. Should I have?"
"It's okay," Jesse said. "You help Molly and Suit on the crime scene. I'll go over there."
"Yeah, okay. Jesse, I'm sorry if I fucked up. I didn't think she'd sneak away."
"We'll play it as it lays, buddy," Jesse said. "Go look for clues, and don't step on any." Buddy Hall nodded his head very hard and hustled toward the wide lawn that led up to the now empty school. Jesse followed, looking at the ground, walking carefully until he got to Molly. "Ma," he said, "you run things here. Make sure everything is gone and cleaned up and no trace before those little kids get here at 8 a.m.
"Absolutely," Molly said.
A state car pulled up behind the other cars and parked, and a smallish man got out with a doctor's bag.
"Okay," Jesse said. "The state ME. I want a report as soon as he can get us one."
"I'll tell him," Molly said. They watched as the ME trudged toward the body.
"Suit's got a girlfriend out here," Jesse said, "doesn't he?"
Molly nodded.
"And she's, inappropriate, probably married," Jesse said.
"Yes."
"And you discovered him, and he's made you promise not to tell."
"Yes."
"I gave him my word."
"But you can't resist busting his balls a little," Molly smiled.
"Could you?" she said.
"Probably not," Jesse said.
"One thing, though. If who he's banging becomes any kind of issue to a case, I need to know."
"I understand that, Jesse."
"Okay," Jesse said.
"I'll trust your judgment."
"You can," Molly said.
"I know," Jesse said. He walked back to his car and got in and headed back across the causeway toward Mrs. Franklin's house on Sewell Street.